WPHM. You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
All right, it's 25 past 8 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning, and coming up next week, the folks at Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center are going to be re-roofing a house in their neighborhood. Patrick Patterson is with Blue Water Recovery and Outreach. Good morning. Appreciate you being here this morning. And also Mike Grennan is here as well. Mike, you're with?
One Way Remodeling, but also Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center.
Why'd you guys decide to do this? It's a big project.
Sure, that's a great question. Well, what we do at Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center is ingrain recovering addicts in the community with volunteer efforts. One way to do that is through putting on a roof on somebody's house. So we've got a group of volunteers that are going to help us on June 23rd. And Mike's heading up that project. He can talk a little bit more about that.
All right. Looks like maybe you've had some experience with roofing, being a remodeler. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. I've been in the remodeling, roofing, and remodeling business for over 25 years. One Way Remodeling is located here in Port Huron. Now, we actually reestablish ourselves partially through Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, coming to Port Huron, seeking recovery, seeking a new environment, and through becoming a member of Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, we're looking to sort of shed new light on persons with histories of substance addiction and show the community that things like this opioid epidemic can be battled with positive actions, reaching out into the community and showing that really living by the golden rule, helping other people, is going to spur on the right motivation for change for people.
Well said. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That is what it's all about. And you know, Mike Grennan, just to set it straight, this was his idea, and he came up with it, and it just flourished from there to say everybody deserves a roof. And this lady couldn't afford to do it, and Mike took the initiative to go out and seek corporate sponsors to provide materials. We're going to be providing the labor that day. And it's these sort of giving back opportunities that we have that help the recovery community, you know, there's a stigma out there that people in recovery are these bad people, and we lived a life that maybe we weren't so pleasant around the area all the time, but today we live a different life, and we're good in the community. We've recently been recognized last week by the Port Huron Board of Commissioners for outstanding citizenship in the community, working with the St. Clair County Health Department in creating awareness on the hepatitis A outbreak, which is the largest hepatitis A outbreak in Michigan's history. And that's spreading throughout the Midwest, and it continues to spread. And so, BW Rock, which is short for Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center, has a group of volunteers every week that provide these community engagement opportunities, and it helps fill the time for those in recovery. And when you start to give back and fill your time versus isolating yourself in silos, those are some of the important ingredients you need to stay healthy and to recover.
It can be hard for somebody in recovery to find, as Patrick was saying, things to fill your time, things to make a positive impact in the community. And so that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, which is located at the center of Port Huron on Wall Street and 7th, for me personally, was an advantage. It was just a huge asset for my growth. So what happens is, in the grips of a substance addiction, specifically for myself, an opioid situation, there's a lot of suffering. There's potentially maybe a person, you know, has a good heart, has a good spirit, has good intentions, but the influence that these substances places on a person's mind, their body, may cause them to not be able to fulfill those places inside themselves. So once we strip away the substances, we're sort of left with this space. And like you said, filling it with new environment, new people, positive things is really important. So once again, the Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, as I said, it's located at the center of Port Huron, and we meet every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We have a community meeting, and this has been such an advantage for me, meeting new people, positive people, allowing me to to flourish in my life and help others. And so there's this thing that happens when you come up out of this and see the light and see the other side, that all of a sudden you want to start helping people. You want to make an impact. So, and that's really what's going on with the spirit inside of me. And that's why we were, you know, the idea was divine. You know, Patrick said, oh, it's Mike Grennan's idea. And truly, that was my mind that thought the idea. Yet, I see the idea as divine. It's the spirit of love, and it's helping other people.
Yeah.
And so.
It looks like you want to jump in there. Go ahead.
Well, well said, Mike. In addition to that, you know, to this just helps you make you, it makes you feel better. But the recovery community is a community. And we kind of live in the shadows, as it's a group of anonymous people. You can't get their phone numbers, you can't get their emails, but they're nice people. We played in a softball tournament this last weekend, and you know, they might have tattoos from head to toe and piercings in weird spots and smoke cigarettes while you're playing shortstop, but they're nice people, and you would never know that by the look. And so in the wintertime, we're the people that are shoveling the sidewalk. You know, in the fall, we're the ones raking the leaves. So we're trying to create awareness that and create a face to recovery. That in the past, we lived a life of addiction, and today we live a life of recovery. And it's a beautiful thing.
And also to expound on that is that we're doing all those things that Patrick says, but what we're also doing is trying to create a platform for persons like Patrick and I who have flourished and blossomed to do the same. We want to give this away. We want other people, not only persons that have histories of substance addiction, to flourish, but we want other people in the community to flourish. So it's twofold. And as I said, the Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center has just given me this awesome platform, and I am so eternally grateful.
It certainly shows. And you talk about destigmatizing, you know, the way that we often think of you know, addicts and people in recovery. This is a great way to do it. I mean, you guys obviously are living proof that you know, that life goes on and that you can live a great productive life, right?
That's absolutely right. We do recover, and we're gaining a lot of speed and a lot of traction right now at BW Rock. On Monday, I met with our state senator. Next Monday, I'm meeting with Representative Gary Howell in Lapeer County, as we want to bring this to other areas of the state and grow within the city of Port Huron and touch as many lives as we can. There are a lot of people out there suffering, more than anybody could ever imagine, that are living in the shadows. And we're trying to make an outreach, hence our name, an outreach to those individuals and provide a safe place, a safe haven that these individuals can go. And so when you come to Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center, we provide the necessary resources and tools to help aid in your recovery. I mean, you have to have the willingness, but we're going to provide the resources. You need a sponsor, you come here, we'll help you out with a sponsor. You need to find a meeting, you come here, we'll help you out find a meeting. Now, we don't offer some of these services yet, but we're seeking funding right now to offer them. Most people in recovery have lost their license at some point in time. It becomes really difficult for you to get to work once you made the step to say, I'm going to seek treatment, but I don't even have my license. I can't get to work. So we'll provide some transportation services. I can't make it to a meeting because I have three kids. Well, we'll offer daycare or something of that aspect. I have been addicted for the last 5 years. I can't even remember how to write my resume. So we'll offer some employment services for you. So you come in and you can start to say, I don't have a place to live. Well, we'll pull up the recovery housing facilities in Port Huron and get you in a recovery housing.
You guys are just thinking of all the obstacles and how to overcome them, and good for you for that. If there is somebody who's in recovery and wants to get in touch with Blue Water Recovery, how do they go about getting in touch with you?
Best way is to go to bwrock.org and call us leave us a message online. We'll get back to you within 24 hours. And we'll take it from there. We'll figure out what your needs are at that point in time and try to align your needs with what services we have to offer and create a plan to get you into recovery.
All right, fantastic.
And also, once again, I'd like to reiterate that we do meet every Saturday morning at the Center of Port Huron, which is on 7th and Wall. You can enter on the Wall Street entrance. And we meet every morning, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. That's our community meeting. So if there's anybody who's interested in checking us out, seeing what we're doing, meeting some of the people that are sort of the fire of this great organization, come check us out.
All right, fantastic. Keep up the good work. And good luck with that roof on the 23rd,
Thank
too.
You. Thank
Guys,
you.
Thanks a lot for
coming
in. Am I
allowed to give a shout-out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I give a shout-out to my mother, Stephanie, and my daughter, Ryder? She's out there listening somewhere.
You got it. Guys, thanks for coming. Appreciate
Thank
it very
you.
Much. It is 8:35 now here on WPHM.